The Business Hour
with Cyril Fulyoun
on OFM.
The Business Hour with me, Cyril Fulyoun. So UIF, what is currently happening? Are you maybe unregistered for UIF? Then can you still claim? Well, let's find out. On the line, we have Jaco Spies. He is a labor consultant. And so Jaco, hi, good evening and welcome to the show.
Hi, good evening, Cyril. Thank you very much. It's nice to be on the show.
So how much of an impact do you think COVID-19 has had on the labor sector over the past 3 months?
Well, Cyril, to be honest, especially if we have a look at the statistics, the impact has been immense. We have seen an escalation in retrenchments and layoffs, and this has obviously put a lot of pressure on the operational demand of the unemployment insurance fund. But just to put it into perspective, South Africa had an unemployment rate of 27% in the first quarter of 2020, which we saw had a gradual increase to over 30% by the third quarter. And then it's forecasted 35.3% will the unemployment rate be in December 2020, as reported by the International Monetary Fund. But with an already challenging economy, we're going to have to find, ways to integrate business on ground level and, find ways to ensure that we avoid retrenchments.
So are there certain sectors in the economy that you feel maybe have lost more jobs than others? And, also maybe have been impacted the most? Which industries, which sectors?
Hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And, with the South African Reserve Bank, they indicate that about 370,000 jobs can be lost in 2020, which is a great concern. But throughout the movement from the hard lockdown, let's call it level 5, up until level 3 where we are, we've seen the gradual opening of the economy and what we call the phased-in approach, meaning that employers gradually bring back their staff into the workplace. And that is in accordance to the strict guidelines as set out by government. But some of the sectors, Cyril, who will be impacted the hardest is obviously hospitality, the guys with restaurants, small businesses, tourism, dermatology, the guys with the hair salons. And it's all about the thing of if you are not trading yet, you will take much longer to recover.
So I've got a friend that works in the restaurant, the restaurant industry itself. And I must say, good news. He said he received UIF payment, so which is absolutely great news. But is that the case for most people? Have the COVID-19 UIF relief funds been paid out to most people?
That is correct. Yes. If we have a look at the statement by the Minister of Labour and Employment, he said that the payout of benefits has been going steady, and that is correct. Employees have been receiving their payments, but the UIF ECC system that we use to submit TERS claims has gone through some upgrades since its launch on April 14th. And we have had great successes, Cyril, but of course, obviously some challenges. And I think the greatest challenge lies within the declaration of employees, because many employers did not know that they have to declare the employees on a monthly basis, because you declare your tax, you have your EMP 201, you communicate with SARS, and you pay all your pay as you earn in SDL contributions, but as well as you have to ensure that your employees are declared. And that has been the greatest challenge. So it's more a thing of ensuring that the Department of Labor are aware of your employees. And you can send your declarations, a live payroll file, for instance, of your payroll per month to declarations@labor.gov.za, or you can do a manual declaration on e-filing.
Okay. August Peace, labor consultant, helping us understand UIF payments, the relief fund from the government as well. So let's say I haven't declared. Is there still time? I mean, or let's say I'm working somewhere and I haven't paid UIF. It hasn't been subtracted from my salary at all. Can I still claim? I mean, or can the employer still claim?
Yes. So we've had amendments to the directive as set by the Labor Minister, Tulas Nkosi, on the 25th of May 2020. And what the amendment actually means is that any employee who falls within the Unemployment Insurance Act, the directive that states that if you work more than 24 hours per month, that you have to contribute UIF. So the primary objective criteria is that you have to work more than 24 hours per month, then you are eligible for these UIF-TERS claims. And all you have to do is just contact the following number, which is 0800-030-007. You supply them with your full name and ID number, and they will guide you through the process. But my answer is yes.
Okay.
If your employer have not, you know, supported you in your contribution of UIF, you are still eligible for the benefits.
Wonderful. All right, that's great news. So employers, how can they help their employees claim for COVID-19 relief funds?
You know, Cyril, and this is the important aspect, is if we have a look at the stats again of UIF that has been paid out through this special TERS fund, only 15% of all UIF registered employers have submitted claims up until now. And it's a concern, because we want to encourage all employers, even if you are a domestic employer and you want to claim benefits on behalf of your domestic employee, you should visit uifecc.labor.gov.za. And there's a helpful step-by-step manual, Cyril, that you can download. And the website is user-friendly. And, yeah, you can get your benefits paid out within 48 hours.
Wonderful. All right. So Jakobus is giving us some good news on this Monday. So last week we saw the country move to level 3. It's also now in the High Court been judged that it was not constitutional, and that's been also appealed. So, but for now we are still working on level 3 of the lockdown rules.
Yes.
So, you know, as this presented a sense of hope for the labor sector, you know, as have we been seeing some economic recovery in a sense?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, in this time, we've heard the phrase where people say, but we're going to now get used to our new normal. And you've also heard that term, new normal. But I believe people should refrain from using those words. You should rather replace the word new normal with something like new opportunity, new network initiative. This is an opportunity for small businesses to have a wonderful new season of partnering with each other. Gone are the days of, you know, Alkaman form self, where you are a startup or you're a sole proprietor and you have to do your own thing. But we should rather revise the way we see business and take hands with enough sanitizer and work together. You know, you can merge your products and services. One example, Cyril, is I have a lady down in my street and she grows fresh vegetables, and now she sells them as a weekly parcel that includes a fresh batch of locally roasted coffee and a dairy product like butter or yogurt. So it's one sale, one transaction, but three small businesses benefit from that. It's an alternative approach to how we do business. But to answer your question, yes, there's always hope. Why? If you are retrenched, have a look at your skills, not just your qualification. The paper won't get you the job, your skills will. Seek opportunities to make a difference. See the gap, identify your passion, and we act on that. A final example, Cyril, is if you take Jan Braai, for instance. He's a qualified chartered accountant, but he reacted on his passion, and now it is his career. So, yes, there is hope, and we are looking forward to seeing many people returning back to work and giving it their best.
Going to take hands with you, and I want to shake your hands with sanitizer, like you said. So, Jakobus, thank you so much for taking time to speak with us this evening. Labor consultant.
Welcome.
Yeah, you must have a great evening.
And you. Thank you, Cyril.
Great. All right. Bye.
The Business Hour with Cyril Fulyoun on OFM.